It's your boy J Omega. That's at J Omega SO on every social media network.
And it's your boy Sayer SO on all social media networks. Snapchat is Sayer _ SO.
You already know what it is. This is the Officially Street Podcast. Go check out officiallystreet.com. Word. Follow us on Twitter at TOS Podcast _SO. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/officiallystreet. And find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher every Friday to get your week started off right. This is a bonus episode of the Officially Street Podcast this week.
We were supposed to been do this, but, you know, eh.
OD was supposed to been do this. In this episode, we want to take some time out to go over the Ruler's Back mixtape, Sayer's latest tape.
Yes, sir.
It's gonna be just like how we did with A Message from Beyond, which was wild, wild months ago.
We got to send that back out to the people. If you guys are just hearing this now and you want to go back and hear us go over Jay's tape, maybe we could put like the link in the description or something.
Yeah, we're going
to
share it.
Y'all could listen to it through there.
So for those of y'all who are new listeners, first of all, welcome.
Word.
Second of all, leave us a review on iTunes.
We need those, man. We need to get up there on them charts.
Third of all, we're artists. We mm-hmm. rap. So for those of y'all who've been listening, the refs in the building was good.
Super y'all already
know. But to y'all new listeners, yeah, we actually rap. We've been rapping for quite some time. Right. We use this podcast as a tool to link our fans with us on a deeper level to kind of show y'all that we don't just rap, you know what I mean? Like, we actually got personalities and we going through shit that y'all going through.
Mm-hmm.
So understand that. Go to soundcloud.com/JOmega to listen to my music.
Mine is at Sayer SO as well on SoundCloud. It's also on DatPiff if y'all use DatPiff. My tapes are up there. Jay's tapes is on there, so you guys could go through there. So whether you use SoundCloud or DatPiff, it's on there.
So if you're feeling the music, share it, bump it, send mm-hmm. us Snapchats and tweets that y'all listening to it. Right, let us know what y'all favorite songs are. And we're going to go through this tape, and y'all can let us know how y'all feel about it. Email us at officiallystreet@gmail.com for any type of features or feedback, whatever y'all want to do, you know what I mean?
Or definitely hit us up.
So first of all, leading into this, I want to ask you, when did you know that you were going to put this tape out?
I actually had a few ideas for this tape. At first, I was just going to do an EP. Then I was like, all right, I'm going to work on mad music, and I'm going to put out like 3 or 4 EPs.
Right.
And then eventually I'm like, all right, man, I want to do something that's like cohesive. I want it to almost sound like an album. You know what I mean? And I was working on so many beats and working with so many different people that, like, I don't know, like the vibe was there. Like, I was just like, all right, let me really sit back and put something together instead of just throwing songs out. That's actually where we originated the SO Fridays.
Right,
because
right, right.
I wanted to put a song out once a week, or Jay put a song out, you know, once a week, you know, whatever, whatever. Anybody from SO put a song out. But then I was just like, all right, we're just throwing songs out there. Like, let's do something. Like, I wanted to, like, really, really put something together with a meaning. And
so you produced the whole mixtape?
I produced the whole mixtape. You know what I mean? Everything is, I don't want to say everything is all me, because Jay definitely helped. You know what I mean? Definitely helped. Edit and, you know, master a few of the songs. But for the most part, I produced everything, wrote everything, came up with all the concepts. And
My artists out there, Sayer is a producer.
Word.
Hit Sayer up for the beats. He puts out beats tapes every, like...
I'm doing it once a year now.
Okay, once a year.
Before, I was putting out, like, beat tapes, like, every 3 to 4 months. But then I was just like, let me just do it once a year. I'm giving y'all a little too much. And I'm actually thinking about going back and kind of like taking some of them off.
Most of the beats go to me anyway. so don't get too excited.
Listen, majority of the beats, they do go through most of SO. You know what I mean? I pretty much produce for a lot of people, you know what I mean, on the team.
Shout out to the team. S-O.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Benny Loco. Excuse me. Joey L's. Excuse me. Drew Real, JP, Benny, Hoodfellas, so on and so forth. Shout out to y'all. Let's get into this. Let's get into the tape. The first joint on the tape is called The Ruler's Back,
which is the name of the tape.
Yeah.
Now, why did you go with that name?
For people that don't know, you know, the name Sayer, I kind of like took it from sire. My last name is Reyes, which is Spanish for king. So like, it's a lot of play on words and like the way I do things. So my first series was Coming for the Crown. And, you know, I was just like, all right, let me continue on with that. And what can I do next? And I was just like, the ruler's back. That sounds dope. And actually, I made the song before I came up with the idea for the tape. And so I was like, all right, well, I'm going to just go with that.
All right, man. So then let's just get into it.
Yeah,
then.
Let's get into it.
All right, the ruler's back.
The ruler's back. The ruler's back. The ruler's back. The ruler's back. Just when they thought I was gone and dead, forgot for this game how much a nigga bled, nigga bled. Fuck what they said to see how I'm blessed, how I'm blessed. Got the crown back on a nigga. Still got them Audi R8 dreams. Gotta get it by any means. It's in the genes. Unapologetic, you get it. No one can come between. S.O. is the team. Street official regime. All the money a nigga counting large amounting. Stay high like a mountain. You spray it like a fountain. I'm all about going to get them checks quick. Living a strict land. Go and finish your breakfast. Give me a beat and I'ma kill it. Hit man for hire. Want to get that ghost, go through them old blocks to inspire. Givenchy all through the attire, I don't get tired. And bring my niggas with me so I can create this empire. Bad bitch, give it a cookie, killing these niggas. Hope they don't book me, stunt so hard for the days to overlook me. I'm the future in case you mistook me, So off we go and let the trumpets blow. But hold on, because that driver, that Wraith is a pro.
Oh, all right. So that's The Ruler's Back. Just to kind of go back real quick, just as far as the production side of it, all of my mixtapes up to this point have, the intros have always been like a build up. You know what I mean? I'm like singing, then I start rapping and start going off. This one, I just wanted to have that energy right off of the jump. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much, I wanted to go with like that Lord Knows feel.
Right.
But like, I didn't want to like completely do like a Tory Lanez hook and all that.
I wanted
that feel, you know what I mean? So that's, I think that's a perfect intro for the tape. The next joint is called Straight Cash. With this one, and pretty much I did this with the intro too, I wanted to show niggas that I can rap.
Right. This is one of my favorite joints.
You know what I mean? I wanted to show niggas that I can rap. I can, you know, I have lines. I have, you know, I could flow. I could switch shit up. I want to do a lot of proving. And like, I did that with The Ruler's Back and with this one. And actually the next song as well. You know what I mean? I just wanted to show niggas that I can rap.
This shit really reminds me of something. I just can't put my finger on it right now, but it reminds me of some early 2000s ill gutter shit. Like, that's what it reminds me of, but I can't really put my finger on it right now. But this is my
what
shit.
That's what I was gunning for. I wanted something that sounded dark, but like, I didn't want it to just sound like some like 90s, like,
right,
horrorcore hip hop shit. Like,
I wanted, it's not to so much 90s, it's like 2000s? Early 2000, like 2005, 2006, like a, you know, like something that you would like hear on a Smack DVD or something.
Okay,
like some gutter
shit. That's that's what I was gunning for. I wanted the energy, but I didn't want it to be too much rappity rap,
right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
that
right.
kind of thing. So, let's just get into it, man. Straight Cash.
Money in my pocket. Watch how I count it. These bottles, I'ma pop it. These bills, I'ma drop it. Haters gon' hate it. These fakers gon' fake it. This money, I'ma chase it, nigga. We need that money straight cash, nigga. And I ain't playing no games. I need that money straight cash, nigga. Nah, we ain't the same. I need that money straight cash, nigga.
Money on my mind. Got my mind on my money. Money on my mind. Got my mind on my money. Money on my mind. Got my mind on my money. Money on my mind.
First they love you, then they hate you, then they love you again. If it's not family or business, then what's the point of a friend?
huh? I'm shooting straight from the hip, nigga. We sipping at La Marina, me and your bitch, nigga. Last time you seen us, we the cleanest. Hopping out of them Beamers into Nemas, the meanest. I know you seen us, leave behind martyrs. Just trying to be the next Sean Carter. Line sharper than any barber. Fuck whatever feelings y'all harbor. I'm the author, King Arthur, me and my niggas eating at the round table. Went from trying to keep you on lights and cable. All these niggas with fables coming out of the stable. The game I'm trying to be a staple. What we're already 17
niggas aiming 38s with one eye closed. These niggas soft, don't even have to be exposed. Real niggas respect me, fake want beef, because they know that's the only way that we gon' speak. Money in my pocket, watch how I count it. These bottles I'ma pop it, these bills I'ma drop it. Haters gon' hate it.
Nah, this is my shit. This
is
my shit.
This is that might be one of like my favorite joints on this tape. I have a few more. That's Straight Cash. If y'all enjoy that, again, it's on the SoundCloud. It's on that Piff. Y'all could download it on there to hear all of the full versions of these songs. Let's get into the next one. The next one is called Been Doing This, and it's featuring my guy J.O. on there.
Oh.
This is actually one of my favorite songs only because of the recording process. Like, this was one of those, like, I didn't send the beat to Jay.
Right.
He sent the beat, I mean, not the beat, excuse me. I didn't send a verse to him, and he didn't send a verse back and all that. We came together, paused, and, like, I had some of my first verse done. I had an idea for the hook. Actually, as I was recording, I deleted my last 8 bars on the of the song.
Wild out.
So I had to like rewrite it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we really like, got together and got like it was traditional. Like we sat together in the booth and really wrote to this shit, and then recording and the shit was just so crazy. Like there was definitely a crazy vibe
it was,
on this.
It was a lot of like ideas getting thrown back and forth. Like I had the beat, I had my ideas, but I was just like, all right, how are we gonna do this now? You know what I mean? I gave Jay like the idea for the hook, and Jay just went in the booth and just was like, all right, let's try this. And it was just a lot of experimenting until everything just sounded perfect. You know what I mean? And the song altogether really feels like a song.
And for those of y'all who've been listening to us since day one, since episode one of the Officially Street Podcast, we actually used this as our outro song.
Yeah.
Probably for like the first 3-4 episodes. So y'all will understand, like, y'all will recognize
it. Yeah, you'll recognize the beat. But, and again, whenever I get on a song with Jay, it's just me. Personally, I always want to outdo Jay on a song only because I want my verse to be good.
No, he's going
to
say that.
I have to because, like, as I'm doing the song, I'm like, yo, I have to be on point with this song. And, yo, like, just both of us are just spazzing on this song.
Yo, anytime I do a song with anybody, I'm trying to kill them.
Yeah,
like,
Jay's
OD trying to kill them. But the thing is, I'm not going to tell you that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to tell you that.
I know with Jay, especially when Jay like lets me hear something back, he's just real smooth. He's like, yo, I'm going to let you hear this. Let me know what you think. And in the back of his mind, cool. In the back of his mind, Jay's going like, I killed you on your own shit, my nigga.
I'm
going
to murder. No, nigga, I'm telling you right now, if you're reaching out for a feature, just understand, you're going to be mad when I send that shit back to you. But you're either going to be really mad or you're going to be really happy because you got a fire verse from me, or you're going to be mad because you got to change your verse.
That's why I'm going to be playing my verse on this. Fuck you.
Yo, man.
but nah, like, I do that for a reason. Like, I never want to half-ass on a song, especially with Jay. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the same way. If y'all reach out to me, I'm going to give you my all. You know what I mean? But just with Jay, even if I'm not physically there with Jay, I'm like all right, yo, I have to make sure that my shit is on point. You know what I mean? And like I said, the song just came out crazy, man. You know what I mean? So,
fuck it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it.
If you see us out, then we fade it. If you see my stacks, you might hate it. This for all the time that we waited. I'm screaming out that we made it. Bottle in hand doing the dame dance. I take my chance while these lanes glance. I take my stance, you do a rain dance. That money pole, we not the same fan. Everything's a go, running dough to dough. Working flow to flow, never gonna slow. Pockets feeling swole, got some bills to throw. Got some meals to go, got some in the pole. Living out these dreams, always knew one day I'll see figures. They not like me, they view as bailiffs. I skip on niggas. Boy, listen, don't get caught slipping. Get your girl taken while you sipping. Not my fault that she picking. Y'all faking like a rollie ticking. While they wishing I would fall off or just stop. I'm fucking this girl like Melvin and baby boy squat.
your dream girl, loving my shit, no B.O.J. HUD. I'm trying to see the world, drink till I earl, I can't get enough. Making a living, I know the sky's a limit. I hope it God is forgiven from all the years I've been sinning. I take care of my children, gonna be needing a million, gonna be needing a billion. Yeah, I'm back in the building, Compared to me, y'all ain't did what I done though, nigga. Real over here, that's Camel Gang, you ain't none of those niggas.
Popping out of the smoothest whips with the newest kicks, we ain't new to this, nah. You can't Bueller this, you know school is in, we been doing this,
BBG, that gang boy, we ain't new to this, nah. You know we got that flame, boy, we been doing this,
If you see us out, then we faded.
We faded.
If you see my stacks, you might hate it.
Niggas might hate it.
This for all the time that we waited.
We waited.
I'm screaming out that we made it.
Nigga, we made it.
Came from the bottom to the top, we ain't never gonna stop, boy.
Nigga, we made it.
Went from chilling on the block to cruising the Bahamas in a yacht, boy.
Nigga, we made it.
Or maybe it was just a cruise ship. I know the two can be confusing.
But I was on, had five floors to it in the elevator and a nigga you picked.
That's all y'all get, man. That's all y'all get. As y'all can see, I was spazzing on the record, and you hear Jay's like first like four or five bars, and you know he's fucking going off. All right? So again, please go check the song out. You know what I mean? It's actually like surprisingly, it's like my wife's favorite song on the mixtape.
Yo, this shit is
next
fire,
to Dear
man.
Diary.
The shit is fire, man. Like, we gotta really bring, I don't wanna say that we gotta bring the Bronx back with shit like that, because I'm honestly excited as hell for Fat Joe and Remy putting the album out, dropping it all the way up. You know, they got shit in the works. So I'm excited as hell for that. But it's like, they've been putting on for the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking for new artists out the Bronx to really put on. You know what I'm saying? And there's a few that's out there, but it's like, they're not out there the way these other artists out there, you know what I mean? Like Designer and all of these new artists.
Salute to French as well.
Now, salute to French, but he's also not, I'm talking about
new
artist.
Niggas. I got you.
You know what I mean?
Got you.
Somebody who's like, yo, I never heard of this nigga before. Where did he come from? Mm-hmm. And they, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas never heard of Fetty Wap, and then he like smashed the game. Niggas never heard of Bobby Shmurda, Troy Ave, like these niggas kind of came out the cut. No matter how long they was grinding, like they kind of just came out the cut. Mm. And you don't see that with artists from the Bronx. So it's just like, you know.
Hey, in due time, man. In due time. We still working.
Nah, definitely.
All right. So the next joint is called Faded. I love this song because the beat is so different. Me as a producer and as an artist, y'all may know that. That feeling like you want to do something different. Like,
right.
I didn't want to just do another trap beat, like some drill shit or whatever. I wanted to try to do something different and challenge myself. And that's what I did with this beat. And since it was such a different feel to the song, I was like, the only nigga I really see on this is Drew.
And that nigga Drew is a problem.
No, Drew really is. Jay's a problem and Drew's a fucking
problem.
You want
to talk about niggas that, I'm going to tell you, nigga, I get on the song with Sia, I'm going off. Because I'm like, all right, this nigga Sia, he produced this shit. 9 times out of 10, he produces. So he already know how he wants to come at the beat. Mm. He already has like a preconception like of what he's going to do.
Cali voice,
and the shit is all formatted all perfectly. And me, I'm sitting here trying to figure out how I'm going to write my verse without trying to bite his flow. Because he already got the shit. This nigga Drew, I'm like, nah, I got to really wild out. Because Drew is going to be different.
I was just
saying, like, he's going to be mad different. He's like Kid Cudi. He's like a mixture of Kid Cudi and like almost like Lupe, but the nigga spits.
Yeah.
He's like Kid Cudi if Kid Cudi could OD spit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and the shit is scary.
And he harmonizing. And and you know why I really fuck with Drew is he plays with the flow too.
Yeah.
Pause.
Oh, no. Nah.
Like how he starts his verse off here, smoking till I'm fate, dead. Tell my cousin scoop me in that great. Bands, and like, then he switches his flow like two or three bars later. Cause like at first when I heard him do it, I was just like, "Yo, what's he doing?"
Nah, Drew flow is scary,
but he does that. Like I don't want to say he does that a lot, but like he does that from time to time where he'll do something like he'll stop a bar, and you'd be like, "What the fuck?"
And he'll come in and it'll just catch it. You'll be like, "Oh shit, like, oh, that shit works." Shit.
So he did that, and this was another song that him and I recorded together. I actually went to his crib at the time when he was living up here, and I recorded my parts there. And he was just like, yo, this shit is crazy. What you doing for the third verse? And I was like, my nigga, that's all you. And he was just like, oh, word? Okay, bet. And he took a little bit because, you know, Drew is one of them niggas that don't really write his shit like that. He went into like one of his little zones. And just
I'm the same way.
Started spazzing.
I'm the same way. I take a while to write shit because I be wanting it to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't want to, I'm not going to try to like mask the fact that I take my time when I craft shit. So when you hear it, you know, when you hear it, you might be like, yo, that shit was crazy. Like this nigga Jay is mad talented that he could write. Like I be taking my time. I really be taking my time because I'll think of some crazy shit. I'll think of some crazy shit, but it'll be like, all right, what I pair this with has to be just as crazy. And it might take me like a fucking a week or two to just think of the next bar that's crazy enough to pair with the first and make it make sense.
And that's why I fuck with you because we're the opposites. And sometimes I try to be like you. Like I did that with like one or two songs on here, like more when I'm telling stories and shit.
Yeah.
But like a lot of times I'm like this when I write, bro. You know what I mean?
I like and my sometimes verse it's to be, cool. I like my verse to like really have continuity in it. But regardless if it's about like, regardless if it's just about me being in the club, I want the song to start me walking in the club. I'm in the club. I'm stunting.
Yeah.
While I'm in the club, these bitches is trying to holler at me. I'm like, nah, my wife is right here. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then I leave the club. And then, you know, like I like for it to be all within the same
timeline. It's not like you're just rambling shit.
Yeah, exactly. Which is hot nowadays.
Sometimes it's cool though.
Yeah,
man.
It's hot nowadays.
I've done that one or two. Matter of fact, I did that on one song on here.
It's just not my style.
Nah, I hear you.
Before we get off on a tangent, this is Faded featuring Drew Real. Track four.
Let's go.
Only real when I step through. I've been working like I got a few checks due. Anytime I'm out, it's me and the rep. Shorty seen how I'm flowing on my last cassette. I can have her busting off like a tech. Wait a sec. Shorty, all I do is rap and sex. Neck only built for Cubans, ghost and chef. But LeBron in the corner, you know what happened next. Boy, I'm just a hot nigga. Got some BX shooters ready to pop, nigga. All I wanna do is get the coupe and drop the top, nigga. Hating their blood, but I won't stop, nigga. These new rappers for me. I'ma be the one to take them big shots. Word to Ori. Feel me? Nigga, all I do is ball. We celebrating my niggas throwing up more signs than wall. We smoke until we fade away. We drink until we fade away. We getting money every day. I could give a fuck what A to say. You can't get up on our level, nigga. No. You can't get up on our level, nigga. No. You can't get up on our level.
See, that shit.
I'm gonna tell you right now. It's crazy. This whole tape, though, nigga, the beats. I can rock to any of these beats. Like, the thing that attracts me about a beat is if I hear myself going off to it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, when I listen to a beat, I could literally be like, oh, you know, this beat is cool. Like, cool. It could be the illest beat. But if I don't hear myself on it, I'll just be like, yeah, you know, it's cool. Every beat ain't for everybody.
Yeah,
like, you hear
you're
artists.
Definitely right.
There's artists that niggas, you know, Swiss, No ID. Niggas will go to niggas with beats and they'll be like, nah. They'll pass up on it and then it'll be 50's next hit or it'll be, you know what I mean, Jai's next hit or whoever. And it's like, you just never knew. Like, you didn't hear that vision.
Oh, yeah.
If I hear
Fat
a vision.
Joe spoke about that before.
Oh, yeah. And if I hear a vision on a beat, I want it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I got it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on a mission. You know what I mean? Like, I hear it and I'm like, nah, I got to make this vision come to life. And it's crazy because all of these beats on this tape, damn near, I see myself like writing my own song to it. So it's just crazy.
Nah, that's what's up. I really wanted this tape to be different. Like, my whole goal with this tape was I wanted people to love and hate it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the reviews I had on this tape is like, people were like, yo, I really fuck with Ben doing this. I love, you know. I'm really not a fan of their diary, though.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
All right, cool, you got it.
Because and then, you like, got something for everybody
exactly.
on the tape. Because
then somebody else is going to be like, yo, I really love their diary. I didn't really fuck with you, know. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want people to love the whole tape. Like, I want them to enjoy it, but I didn't want to force myself to make something that's like, not me.
You don't want to make it just for one.
Exactly.
For one group. Yeah. And the other thing that really excites me about the beats is like, if I have a vision and then somebody else gets on a beat and they almost like, they almost recreate that vision, it makes me excited as fuck. It's like, yo,
you know you was onto something.
Yeah, exactly. You knew you was exactly. Onto like, yo, that's crazy because I was gonna do the same. Like, I would have put a drop here. Mm-hmm. I would have did that, but it's wild.
All right, next joint. It's something for the ladies. If y'all know me, if y'all been listening to me for a while, or if you haven't, I like to do at least like one or two songs on my tape for the ladies. Like, I don't want to just be rapping my ass off throughout the whole tape and your lady's driving with you and she's just done with it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this nigga just rapping and rapping. You know what I mean? So this next joint is called Come and Talk to Me. And the sample, y'all know it. It's the Jodeci shit. I wanted to have like an upbeat feel. Like, I had videos planned for this shit already. Like,
a video will be fire.
Yeah.
Come talk to me.
I really want to know your name. Oh my God. I had to do it. And I had to get that old school feel back on this, man. So, all right, let's get into it. Come and talk to me.
I just lost my mind. You did.
Talk to me, I wanna know your name. Uh-huh. From the body frame, you drive me insane. The way you shaking got me watching, fiending, and I don't wanna see you stopping. I'm the hottest nigga from NY to Compton. SOBX, the ground that I'm stomping. Camel gang, I know that you see me, baby. Champagne sipping, I know you need me, baby. Playing hard to get, why you wanna do that, love? Huh? Who you trying to leave out the club with? My, I can have you living right, I can change your life. In this dark room, girl, I see you shining bright. Watch that body move, I like how you do that. I'm a two-step with a snap. Do the smurf, do the wop, baseball back. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 back. Sing. This feel good. Let me see you do it. Go, go, go.
You really turn me on, blow my mind every time. Ooh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, losing your mind.
Shout out to this nigga Bria.
Oh,
man.
No, definitely, man.
That's my shit, man. Come and talk to me.
Nah, yeah, that's the original song is just such a classic, yo. So it had to be done. You know what I mean? And for like the people who don't know that song, like I want people to hear my version and want to go back and hear this shit. You know what I mean? But all right, let's get into the next joint. It's called Deserve It. And this one is the song that I was talking about where, like, I'm really not rapping about shit.
I think this is one of Drew's favorite, too, though.
It is. Because, you know, it has that energy to it. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't one of those songs where, like, I just need to be, like, punchline, bar. Like, I have a few lines in here. Like, I always do that no matter what. Like, no matter what song I get on, I always throw, like, one or two lines in there at least to, like, people who appreciate bars are still going to be like, oh, all right, that was a hard line.
Nah, you definitely
did. You know
what
I mean? But for the most part, I'm just rapping. You know what I mean? And, like, that's kind of the sound nowadays. Like, niggas is just rapping. The beats is tough. And the song really has no subject matter. And that's kind of like what I did with this song. You know what I mean? So let's just get into it. It's called Deserve It.
All right, man.
Tonight I'm trying to spend it. Catch me running through these bands though. Money in my pockets, never stepped up out the bando. Money flying, let the fan blow. Couple grand or so. Saving never been the plan, bro. I've been the man, ho. My nigga, wild wait. Hate me, say it to my face. I'm trying to do better than cop that I ate. Stunting in my nature, boy. Feeling like Ric Flair. They making money over there. Bitch, where? We celebrating. And sipping on that Bel Air. We don't compare. Nah, it ain't fair. See, we don't resort to violence. More concerned about resorts and islands. Please watch who you eyeing. Don't find out who you trying. Dead grown like I'm from Philly. Shorty shake that thing. I throw a few billies. Beef my arm swinging like 2 milli. For me to sign, we gonna lean like 2 milli. Bottles popping cause I've been working. Bad bitches flocking cause I've been working. We smiling and they hurting cause we've been working. I'ma live this life cause I deserve it. I've been working. I'ma live this life cause I deserve it. I've been working. I'ma live this life cause I deserve it. I'ma pour me another one. I'ma roll me another one.
another one. Talking reckless like they don't know where I am from. They say they're living life, I can't tell, man. No. All the years I've been at it, I never fell, fam. No. Attire all black like we ain't spell, man.
Yeah. Mayo, I call it hell, man. That's what I'm saying. I had a few lines.
You said some shit.
I had some shit on there, you know what I mean? But, you know, regardless, the song just has a great feel, you know what I mean? It's meant for some shit that you work out to.
Right.
Drew likes to go running. This nigga got in shape, OD, and he be sitting there running, playing this shit, so I appreciate it.
Nah, this nigga Drew lost a smooth 80 pounds.
Nah. He's a different person.
Out his chin, nigga. Like, that shit is crazy. Like, when I see that nigga, I be like, yo, who are you, my nigga? Like, you're not Drew.
No,
like,
this nigga be running on beaches and
no,
sands,
nigga.
And
beachside running barefoot, nigga. in the beautifulest of weather, nigga.
Word.
I'm tired of this nigga, Drew.
Man,
nigga, what's the next song? Fuck out of here.
All right, next joint is called "How I Get It." It's how can I explain this song? The first verse is just me kind of speaking about the good life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The hook I'm saying, like, yo, I got everything I have now because I work for it. You know what I mean? I had to go out and get it. And then the second verse, I actually started writing this song around the time when Chinks passed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the second verse, it starts off the way that it does. Niggas don't want to kill you because of, you know what I mean, your money or whatever, your fame. They just want your life. And if they can't have your life, they want to take it from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what happened with Chinks, RIP Chinks.
Definitely RIP.
And so, like, I just wanted to kind of say that in a song. And, you know, but it's also effortless. It's not like I go from, like, we're partying to, like, oh, now we're depressed. Like, it still flows well. But, like, I just wanted to say that in the song. I want niggas to, like, really hear it and be like, yo, it's right. Like, I shouldn't be hating on the next man because I don't have what he has. That shit should be motivation. You know what I mean? That whole crab in the bucket mentality shit is whack.
One similarity between me and you when we put out records, like, we got a lot of hidden messages in our shit. And I think you more than me, actually.
I try
to have a lot of hidden gems in your music. And it's hidden in two ways. It's hidden as, like, A, it really directly reflects your life.
Mm-hmm.
And in B, it really directly reflects, like, people's lives around you and people that you know you're going to personally touch when they hear this music.
That's actually what I want to do. Like, that's one of my goals, man. When I make music, of course, money is a wonderful thing. But if niggas could hear my shit and really appreciate it and be like, yo, I went through something similar to this, or, like, I really feel what you were saying, that shit is all I want and I need, man. And that's why I do songs like this. And, you know,
you want to touch people. I mean,
yeah,
that's the thing. And when I do music too, it's like, yo, I want somebody to listen to this and be like, yo, this shit really, and I don't know that I've done this with many people, but some people have told me. I want people to be like, yo, that shit changed my life. Like, maybe in a huge way, maybe in a small way, maybe it's just like, yo, ever since I heard that song, I look at this differently.
Yeah, exactly.
I look at that differently. Or when they see something in the streets, like, it reminds them of me. Like, it could be something where they get a new job and they be like, yo, man, just that feeling, that shit makes me feel like that song that J Omega did. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
what I want. That's where you make timeless music. That's when you have longevity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes classic albums.
And
that's
people
what
need
makes
to realize that, man.
Yeah,
that's,
man. I think people forget.
That's
like,
what keeps people around.
The music that's coming out now is dope, but it's for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you could listen, when you listen to Eminem, Lose Yourself. You know what I'm saying? When you listen to pretty much any song on the Black Album, just a lot of different music. It'll take you. You could go through something in time, live, and it'll just take you back to that moment where you heard that song, and you'll feel reminiscent of it. And that's the type of shit that makes classics.
And Jay does that shit a lot. Like, Jay will hit me up and be like, yo, this is the idea I have for this song. And sometimes I make the beat and I'm like, yo, my guy, I wasn't expecting all that.
Yeah.
But that's a fire fucking concept.
It's all about the concepts.
Like, just run with it. And, you know, I did that with this. And then I also threw, like, a little interlude on the end of the song as well.
to kind of continue on with it. And if you listen close, because it's kind of like a trap beat, you know what I mean? It changes up completely. Mm-hmm. But I'm sitting there like, I'm talking about the hood. I'm talking about like, yo, niggas is out here doing the shit that they're doing to survive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you really pay attention to my verse on the end of the song, like that second part, the interlude, I'm really speaking some shit on this, some facts.
And that's why I call it a masked, like, that's why I call it a hidden gem, because it's masked by a trap beat. You know what I mean? So you giving, like, Tax Stone says this all the time, like, you giving the kids the medicine through the candy. You know what I mean? So it's like, you're going to hear the beat and you're just going to get mesmerized by the beat. And some people are going to listen to it and they're not going to really care about the message. And they're just going to enjoy the song because it's
beat. Like, oh, this
and some people that really listen to music, they're going to enjoy the beat, but they're also going to be like, yo, he's really saying some shit too. Mm-hmm. And because they like the beat so much, they're going to listen to it over and over until that message is embedded in their head.
That's the whole
And they
point.
Don't realize it until they're actually using it
right on
in real life. And that is the fucking goal.
That's
man.
What I was gonna for.
That's
man.
The goal. And without further ado, let's play the music.
They asking how a nigga get it. Well, I can show these hating niggas how I live it. Sack on sack, that's rack on records, back to back. I'm speaking facts. See the hate in that, baby, that's so fat. Put it on my lap, I'm stating facts. Girl, get that pussy popping. Bitch, I got options. Get that head dropping. I've been popping. They see where I've been copping. Steadily getting faded, face it, money in abundance, back to basics, and I'm feeling like Neo stuck in the matrix. Back in the days when nothing was sunny, ain't nothing funny. Niggas get body for that color money. Back when my mom's gonna buy Jordans, couldn't afford them, walking through Fordham, now bitch off my scrotum, these dollars I'm folding. Leave fresh prints on bare lead bottles, when that bread coming in, these models follow. As we get all money is multiplying and adding, while my team is on division and subtraction. They don't wanna see you at the top. They wanna bring you back down to the block. Nah, I will never ever stop. Nah, I will never ever stop. Been grinding all day, how I get it. Been grinding all day, how I get it.
Nah, you just
chill it. You be trying to steal my ad lib. You know what, my nigga? Let's bring this up right now, nigga. Let's really, fucking talk about this right now, nigga. You be trying to steal my ad lib.
I really don't.
I don't want to hear it.
My ah is different from yours. Yours is like mine's is just a quick ah.
And the thing is, the problem is I do that now, kind of. I do the ah. Like, I try to.
But you see, your pause, yours is deeper than mine. Mine is like a ah.
Yours is like ah.
It's not like I'm like.
But I'm grinding it out to get it.
Nah, I won't lie. This one was another song that I recorded with Drew, and I recorded the hook, but like I still had that space, and like him and I were just thinking of shit, and he was like, "Yo, why don't you try to do this? Why don't you try to do that?" So I wasn't trying to do your ah. It was just kind of like a ah.
It's not the same thing, but it damn near sounds like it.
It's like harmonizing, all right?
Motherfucker, it sounds like
it. What the fuck ever? Anyway.
I'm trademarking ah, okay? It's A-U-H-H, all right? That's how you spell ah.
Mine is just a quick ah. Like, I'm asking a question. Like, I figure something out. Like, ah.
Yours is A-H.
Yeah.
Take the U out.
Yeah.
It's just A. It's just ah. And mine is ah. You know what I mean?
Anyway, just to get into the production of that shit real quick. I actually took the sample, and it's from a, like, maybe might be well known. I know I've heard the song before, but I never realized that drop. There's like a drop of like the pianos playing. Mm-hmm. And I was out somewhere, I think I was in like Macy's or some shit, and they were playing the song, and I heard the drop, and I was just like, yo, I never realized that shit. Went home, got the song immediately, and just took that part. I added a few little things to it, like some synths and shit like that, and like some strings, but nothing crazy. You know what I mean? Just to like build around it. But I really took like a 3-second part of the sample.
You know what's crazy? That's one thing that I really do miss about being a producer, because I did used to produce way back when I was like 16, 17.
I wish you didn't stop. But
the one thing I really miss about it is hearing music that most people not really used to, like, they're not checking for it. They don't know anything about it. Like, my mother listened to a lot of old 60s and 70s soul, blues, R&B, like the Whispers, the Blue Jays, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of Marvin Gaye. And it's like, you will hear some fucking gems and some and some songs that most people don't even know existed. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, yo, I'm going to take that and kill it. And you know what? You don't have to worry about hearing that sample used on everybody else's beat. Like, you used to hear the Heatmakers beats, and they would sample like all of the classic rock. You know what I mean? All of the classic shit that everybody knew about, you know?
Exactly.
But it's like, I used to hear shit and be like, I want to sample that. Nobody knows about this shit. And when you hear it, it's like, yo, and where the fuck did you get that from?
It's such a beautiful thing because everybody has a different ear. So I might hear something like, Jay could pull up a song right now, some oldies, like 60s or 70s shit, and I might hear something different than Jay. And so I might take a completely different part of that sample than Jay would or any other producer. You know what I mean? And that's just,
and
I don't know.
Flip
I just,
it so differently,
yeah, and,
too.
And do something different. And I guess that's just like the gift and the curse of, you know, being a rapper and a producer. You know what I mean? I don't appreciate music the way y'all appreciate music. Because I will hear a beat and I'll be like, yo, how the fuck did they do that? Like, I won't lie, I low-key got tight at the Freedom shit on Beyonce's album because I used that sample like 2 years ago. But Just Blaze blew it out the water. Like,
yeah, and that's the other thing. Like, even hearing the same sample as someone else and being able to take it and flip it in such a different way, that was another, like, it creates hunger as a producer too, because artists will listen to songs and they'll listen to a beat, like Panda, Panda, excuse me. That song will come out and niggas will be like, yo, that beat is hot, I'm gonna rap on it. And then somebody else will hear it and be like, nah, I'm going to go harder on it. And I'm going to go harder on it. I'm going to go harder until finally everybody in the industry done did it. But only one or two of them are fire. Same thing with beats. Somebody will hear a sample and it's like, all right, I'm going to kill it. But are you going to kill it how Just Blaze killed it? Are you going to chill it? Are you going to kill it how the Heatmakers would kill it? Are you gonna, you know what I mean? Like, are you going to do it how Kanye would do it? Like, I don't know. So that was the other thing, like that hungry competition. That really...
Once I heard Just Blaze did this shit, because he's my favorite producer ever, I wasn't even mad. Like, when I heard it, I was just like, all right, he kind of blew my shit out the water. But I was still tight because I thought I stumbled upon a gem with that sample. But he found it. You know what I mean? He did his thing. But that's besides the point. You know what I mean? We just, we got into the production crazy. All right, let's go on to the next song. Next song is called Pain. It's still kind of going with the same feel from the previous song. I like to pour a lot of myself, like, I like to give a lot of myself in my music. I'm weird. I don't like to tell people my problems. Like, I don't like to, like, call somebody up or, like, text somebody. I'm like, yo, I'm going through this. Like, I feel like I'm a burden.
Nah, I feel you. I feel you on that.
But then I go on record for everybody to hear.
That's the point, though. That's what you're supposed to do because that's your outlet. Because,
listen, I can't. It's hard for me to sit there and express myself and just talk because I'm going to miss something. But if I could sit down and write it, I could get everything out. So that's pretty much what I did on this song. It's called Pain. I'm just talking about a lot of shit that I'm going through or I went through. So let's get into this shit. It's called Pain.
Take it far from me. You can never put on my shoes and walk a mile. Go through all the life struggles and keep on a smile. Working this 9 to 5, this music 5 to 9, to pursue my dreams and also trying to survive. 28 years without an album sold, I mean, that's the goal. Running down this road too bold, I ain't selling my soul to go platinum or gold. It don't be nothing being nice if you're not hurt. Truth be told, my mother's mother is having difficulties trying to walk, so right now I could care less what a hater talk. My father's mother is sick and all I could do is pray. Lost both my grandfathers, I think about them day to day. And my mother's about to break down, I can't take a break now. How much more can I take now? I gotta make it now. Just trying to make it from under this underground thunder sound. Scratching at the surface, it's all or nothing now. And it's pouring, I'm wishing this rain away. It keeps falling, take this pain away. Take this pain away. Take this pain away. Take this pain away. Take it far from me.
While I give my all to these beats, my third daughter growing a teeth with my son on the way. Still trying to.
Nigga said, my son on the way. That's how you know that this is from a little while back.
Yeah. I don't call it an album. This mixtape pretty much took me a little bit over a year to complete, beginning to end. Like, I had so many like different beats and shit I was picking from. I was recording throughout the process. I wanted this mixtape actually to be out like last summer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that shit ain't happen. But yeah, like I said, that song, I'm just talking about a lot of shit. I want people to hear it and be like, yo, I went through similar things and so on and so forth. I'm gonna go in a little bit more detail about that shit a little bit later on another song. But right now, let's get into the next joint. It's called Body Bag. I wanted to go back to the rapping. Like, if you guys notice, I started the tape off like I'm showing niggas I could rap. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I do something for the ladies, do some shit that niggas could just like party to or whatever, do some storytelling, and like, all right, let's get back to me rapping. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's pretty much all I'm doing on this song. I'm letting niggas know, like, I'm not to be fucked with. Like, there's lines all throughout this song. It's called Body Bag because it's like, nigga, you get on a record with me, I'm going to kill you.
This is my shit.
This is the shit that I do. You diss me, you're going to hear a response from it. This is what the fuck I do. You know what I mean? I'm letting niggas know on this song. Like, I think even somewhere in there, I'm just like, go ahead and say my name if you want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Nigga, this is what I do. So that's what I did with this joint, man. So let's get into it. Body Bag.
Put that nigga in a body bag. Put that nigga in a. I can't relate to you rappers. I came up proving you can spit. Now they do what they want. Y'all ain't prove shit. How you think you gon' move this? That's so moving. Killed a few careers. These niggas ain't recouped since. Got Brooklyn niggas and Bronx niggas with the armor on. When the drama on, they play different characters. Comic Con. Know my repertoire and my resume. So mention my name at your own dismay. I catch a body, decapitate him just as a hobby. Get him rocked to see, get him pilled, no Cosby. These rappers can't spit with me, they not about that no more. I stay grindin', I'm on the run and play clothes loco. Easily talking can leave your mans dead, no. Niggas doing time for Aaron, them no Hernandez. Unapologetic, these new niggas pathetic. Respected, number one accepted, the top is where I'm headed. Nothing's been the same since the day I came. They throwing rocks at the throne, they add a fuel to the flame. Is that the way you niggas chasing fame? Dead rapper try to say my name.
Body bag, body bag.
Put that nigga in a
body bag, body bag.
Put that nigga in a body bag. Joey L's like favorite joint.
Nah, that's salute, definitely
salute,
my shit.
Salute to him. You know what I mean? And again, that's just me showing niggas I could rap. Like, people get it confused. Like, nowadays, everybody's just trying to get like that hit record, or like they want to harmonize and all that. And that's cool. I try to do the same shit. But sometimes you got to bring it back. You know what I mean? Pause. You got to show niggas that you could rap. At the end of the day, I'm a lyricist. I grew up battling. You know what I mean? All that shit. So it's still in me.
And you know what? This is I don't mean to take away from this tape, but I am putting something up myself. Mm-hmm. Probably within the next month or two. I want to say within the next month. Yeah, but yeah, my shit is gonna be called The Essence. I haven't really put that out in the atmosphere yet, but it's gonna be basically about bringing it back to the essence of hip hop. More about the lyrics. More about the competition. More about, like, you know, showing niggas that it's. Shit get real. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You
like,
have to do that.
It ain't all sweet sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you mention my name, I'm coming at you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I get on the track with you, I'm killing you.
Yeah.
You know, and at the end of the day, on all of my songs, it's most of the time, it's going to be about the lyrics. Like, y'all got to listen. You know what I mean? Because I got a message. I got a story to tell. And I want y'all to listen. So.
And that's what's dope, man. Next joint kind of follows Body Bag. The feel is a little different. I feel like the beat is very powerful. I kind of got on my Kanye shit on this. Like, there's certain drops where, like, the beat just changes and all that. And I just knew I had to hit up Joey L's for the song, man. Like, I had two verses. I won't lie. I was kind of struggling with a third verse. And I was just like, yo, you know what? Let me hit this nigga Joey L's up. I let him hear the beat. And he's just like, oh, nigga, just send the beat over. Pause. He got the shit back to me in like 3-4 days.
He's, you know what, good. I mean? Yo, this nigga Joey L's is good for just like getting a ill hook or a verse like quickly, because that nigga will quickly turn that shit around. Like, it's, I don't know where it comes from. You'd be like, yo, listen to this beat real quick. He'd be like, he'll just have a hook ready.
Nigga, matter of fact, The day that he was up here, when we did the episode with him, y'all should go check that out as well, because he was previewing some music on that episode. It's actually that day that I let him hear the beat.
Ah.
And he was just like, yo. Like, all right,
I'm
like,
on
you,
it.
You want me on that? And I was just like, yeah. I didn't let him hear my verses or nothing until, like, the song was, like, fully done. And that's when I sent it to him. Mm-hmm. But, nigga, before that, nigga was like, yo, you should do this, the hook. And I'm just looking at this nigga like, nigga, this is my song. You know what I mean? Like, I already got it planned out, but I took some of his suggestions, though, because it's just crazy. It's his first time hearing the beat.
And he's just harmonizing.
And he's just like, yo, you should do this. You know, nigga, you know, something like that. And I'm just like, oh, nigga, okay, that's fucking on point. You know what I mean? And then he just spazzed on the beat. You know what I mean? So, again, it's another one of those songs. Like, it has a great feel to it. But me and Loco are just snapping. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Joey Ells is just snapping on the song. So let's get into it. You know.
I was always such a go out and get it since day one. It's more about where you going, not where you from. These niggas bleed like me, so imagine me being scared of one. Let you do this shit, baby. I'm second to none. As real as it come, you can look me in my eyes, my nigga. My nigga. Street official BBG, nothing for us to ride, my nigga. My nigga. They don't know what I've been through, how I survive, my nigga. My nigga. They don't wanna see us making man fuck the other side, my nigga. I've been seeing too many castings with their eyes closed. SO around, so you know it's live though. Watch knuckles, are they thinking that they Pablo? They say they chopping out their verses, but it's lies though. All I see is victims. Either you with us or you with them. Cash route been the mission, all addition. All I ever ask is for niggas to listen. All this money that I'm counting. All this money that I'm counting. A nigga had to go and get it. Cause losers are the option. All this money that I'm counting. All this money that I'm counting. A nigga had to go and get it. Cause losers are the option. I'ma always stay fly. Stay fly. Throw this money to the sky, to the sky. See the hate all in the eye, all in the eye. It's a soap till I die, till I die, die, die.
You know, nigga, you know.
You see what I mean? Like,
yeah, this nigga wild out the beginning. You already know who the fuck it is.
Yeah, yeah, like, I just told this nigga, I was like, yo, just do like a little introduction. I gave you a drop. You just say some shit real quick. No. Niggas started harmonizing. He started throwing his own shit in
it's
there.
It's the dawn. Nigga, you remember it was so, like, it was popular to do shit like that. Yeah. You had to throw a whole crazy 8-bar intro in. Yeah. Like, soon as the hook came in, you would just talk over the hook. Yeah, nigga, you already know it's your boy motherfucking J Omega. You know what I'm saying? Street official all day. BX, you feel me? PA, what up? Word. I'm about to show niggas how I do it. Yo, Sayed, hold on. Hold on, Sayed. I'm about to come in right now. I'm about to show these niggas how I do it. Any nigga fucking with me, I'm a nigga. The hook be going off. And you don't even know the hook. And then the shit just, nigga. And then the verse start, nigga. And it used to be crazy, but you missed the whole hook. You missed the whole hook.
No, dead ass.
But that was the shit to do, though.
And that's actually what I wanted to do here. Like I said, I gave Loco the drop. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Listen, Joe Yells, I'm sorry, nigga. You're still Loco.
Nah, your name is Loco.
To
fuck
me and
out
Jay,
of here.
Man. I'm sorry.
It's Loke the Don, nigga. That's nigga, that's your name, that's nigga. Loke the Don.
That's your name to us, at least.
It's the Don.
Seriously, bro. Like,
with
I'm
seven
sorry.
Echoes in the back, nigga. Don, Don, Don.
Yo, shout out to Joe Yells,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
But yeah, I gave that nigga like a little intro and he just lost his mind. All right, so let's go on to the next joint. It's, again, I go back to the ladies. I like to do shit like this. Niggas laugh or whatever because I be trying to sing or whatever. I try to make it sound as good as I can. But I just wanted to go back to the ladies. Again, like, this is this whole mixtape is just kind of like up and downs. There's songs that people may or may not like or whatever. And so, again, this is some shit for the ladies. Let's just get into it. It's called Slow Down.
Damn, shorty, you a killer. Tonight I'm trying to get all in her. She far from a beginner. Coldest winter, good girl that turned into a sinner. Why don't you go and bring that body to me? Next, climb on top, I'm pulling hair and kissing neck. Damn, are you dripping wet? Open up and let that body sweat. Yes.
While I'm rubbing on that spot, back shot, make it clap, throw it back, screaming, don't stop. Slow it down, let's make it something that you won't forget. Damn, that body is blessed, I'ma give it my best. Soon as I seen you undress, move it right and left, and she kissing on the chest. There's a kingdom between them thighs. Why don't you let me come inside?
Baby, slow down, just take your time. You and me gon' be here for a while, okay? Hey, hey. I got so much that I want to do. I just wanna be close to you, okay? Hey, hey. Baby, don't rush, just take your time. Take your time. You and me gon' be here for a while, okay? Hey, hey. I got so much that I want to do. I can show you better than I can say. Show you. Hey, hey.
Turn it. Show me them nasty things that you do. That you do. The truth, I want to bring it back to my room. Fuck the mic.
Such a fire scene.
I like this shit. I cried listening to it. Not because it touched me, but I was just laughing at Sia singing. Pause. I'll watch my life.
Yeah, please do.
I'll watch it.
Vida. Nah, it's just, you know what though? If you go back and listen, it's actually from Mos Def's song called The Panties. Mm-hmm. And I changed up a few things on the hook. You should see like what I was originally trying to do. Like there was a few parts that like I was trying to lose my mind. And like as I listen back, I'm like, I'm not Trey Songz. You're not The Weeknd.
You know what it is?
Relax.
I'm used to you singing at this point, but at the same time, it's you. So it's gonna be funny no matter what.
Listen, you're not the only one. You know what it is, yo? Like we said this before, Jay and I have tried to find some singers around here.
Oh, it's hard.
And it really is hard because you'll get niggas like, yo, I sing. And then like, it's like, all right, you sing. But if you bring them to record, niggas never record it.
It's hard.
So like,
man,
they don't know what they're doing and shit like that. So it just gets to the point where like, I write songs and I'm like, y'all could really use a singer for this. And like, I start looking around. I start, you know, trying to find people. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to do the shit myself. And that's what I end up doing. And that's what I've been doing that shit for a little bit. I've had a few fails. Mm-hmm. And I've had like we have I have a joint called Unison that still like I shouldn't be singing.
That's my shit though.
But the song is fire.
You
that's
shouldn't
what I'm
be
saying.
Singing it, but that is my shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Like if y'all know a fire singer out there, like a nigga that records and like is like, I guess professional, like nigga won't just show up whenever the fuck he wants. Let him know. Like, let me know. Excuse me. Send him my way. You know what I mean? Cause I got some shit for you. All right. But all right. Let's go into the next song. This is actually like another one of my favorite songs on the mixtape because it's so personal. Again, this is another one of the songs where like I just pour out everything. Like this song is almost 8 minutes long. It doesn't feel like it though. Like if you listen to the song, like there's three hooks. You know what I mean? I still break the song up. But like, I'm just talking about a lot of shit and a lot of real shit. A lot of shit that I've gone through. You know what I mean? My cousin being murdered. You know what I mean? Me having a fallout with friends. I talk about some shit that I went through with my wife before we got married. The end of the song, I'm talking about shit that me and my wife are still going through that everybody can relate to. Because everybody's going to be like, yo, you know, my man has done this to me before. And I'm giving you our thought process.
It really is a dope song too.
You know what I mean? Like I'm really giving I put a lot of thought into this song, a lot of feeling, and I just want people to hear it and be like, yo, he really meant this. Like my voice started going out while I was recording, and it's really an emotional song, but I think y'all would definitely fuck with it. So let's get into it. Dear Diary.
Listen, nigga, I went through beats for you. Shit, I was ready to ride and hit these streets for you. And then return all I ever asked for you to be loyal. But pressure bust spikes when they added their heat for you. You had us looking like fools, so we had to talk. Shaky hands couldn't look me in the eyes. I seen it in your walk. Still wishing you the best, still wishing you success. Maybe no ill will, but that pain in my chest.
Speaking of my chest, this shit hurt my heart. I mean, we was like brothers. When did this beef and shit start? Had your old mans ready to get at me. Sometimes it's best to burn bridges. I did yours gladly. Funny, I still see you, and we don't speak a word. How we dead to each other, but came up since the curb. It's just strange, cause I still got love for you. I know it's best that this shit is done for you. You decided to take that nigga's side. I cut you off, now I'm wishing you was just alive. It's crazy, you was damn near like a brother. You hit me in the summer, I told you to lose my number. My worst blunder, you probably heard of. Was in shock when I was informed about the murder. I got real shit popping in my family too. My other cousin won't be home till 2022. I wish I could put all my money into his case. Can't wait till he's home and I can see his face. Things ain't what they seem in. This right here is my soul screaming. Tearing and I'm fearing next door to this demon. I said fuck chasing this dream then. Who's gonna take the 28-year-old assigned artist serious?
Yeah.
I don't mean to put y'all down after hearing that shit. Like, I feel like I just kind of killed the vibe. You know what I mean?
Welcome back to the Officially Street Podcast, where we here in the studio pour our souls out to the fans.
For your entertainment.
And we just reaching out for a hug and, you know, a hand on our shoulders to show us the way.
And it's funny because it's like one of my wife's favorite songs on the mixtape too.
Because it's real.
And it's like the beginning part, like I was actually scared to let her hear it because I kind of go through like some shit that her and I like went through that was like really, really challenged our relationship. Mm-hmm. And so, like, as I'm playing it for her, I'm just looking at her. Like, I'm waiting for her to be like, motherfucker, let me down. Like,
why did you put that on a song?
But she was just like, nah, it's real shit. Like, it's something we went through and it's just real.
And I think that's what makes the best music when it's really real shit. And it comes from a place that you can't fabricate. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's a lot of comedians out there, right? Taking it to a whole, let's take it left real quick. There's a lot of comedians out there with some of the funniest jokes. They'll be like, yo, you can't write this shit. You know what I mean? Because it's like, most of the shit really happened. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? It's like stuff you can't recreate. You can't think of shit like that. You know what I mean? And that's what makes the best music too. Yeah. Like when you really drawing from actual life events and feelings, like you can't recreate that in any way. Like
this song, just to kind of finish this off, this song was like one of the longest writing processes I think I've ever, like, I'm talking like my whole career rapping. It legit took me like a month to complete this song. Like when you guys hear it, like I said, it's like almost 8 minutes long. I changed the beat up. There's a lot of drops and I'm just talking about a lot of different shit. And I couldn't write this shit when I was happy. Like, I really had to, like, there was one point where, like, my wife and I was arguing. I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna write this verse.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Believe it.
And I started, like, I would start writing some shit. And then, like, I'm like, all right, I had enough. And, like, next thing I know, I had, like, a good day the next day. Or, like, I'll go drink or whatever. And I feel good. And next thing I know, I'm like, I don't want to write this song.
You can't because it's like you're not feeling the same emotion that you was feeling when you started writing it.
Exactly. And then like a lot of shit happened. Like actually when I started writing this song is when my cousin passed away. And so I'm like, all right, well, that's some shit I could throw in the song.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because him and I went through some shit, like as you guys can hear. It's like the song was just like a very long process. But like I really at the end, like it's just perfect. It's exactly what I wanted it to be. And like I said, I'm giving y'all my all on the song and I want people to hear it and be like, y'all went through some similar shit. Mm-hmm. And he's still good. You know what I mean? Right. So you can always overcome whatever you're going through. Right. So let's get into the next joint. It's the last song on the tape. It's called Win. It was actually kind of influenced by DJ Khaled. When you hear, I think I played the hook on it. Yeah. It's pretty much just like, they don't want you to win.
Accurate.
But we're going to win. You know what I mean? So, like, that's pretty much what the song is about. Like, I kind of give you my story in the beginning. What I'm saying, I used to run up and down Bronxwood. You know what I mean? Thinking all the things I could do getting out the hood. You know what I mean? And it's not like I'm telling this. I'm kind of telling a story, but at the same time, I'm rapping. There's bars on there. There's lines. Again, there's another song I'm giving y'all a lot. You know what I mean? And the production on this, it's kind of like a New York feel. I kind of went with like almost like a boom bap kind of feel and all that.
Ow, ow, ow.
You know, and then also shout out to Shaka. You know what I mean? I sent it out to him and I was like, y'all just need some inspiration. Like, if y'all know Shaka, you know Shaka. Like, his spoken word is so on point. Like,
Shaka be going off.
He be going off with his spoken words. And, like, you listen to it and you be wanting to change your life. You know what I mean? You hear him and he's like, I'm like, yo, you know what? I need to go settle down and find the right woman and all that.
My nigga, you really
let me get
just,
my life together.
You listening to Shaka's spoken word, you really just want to go outside, sit on the bench, listen to the birds chirp. You know what I'm saying? Look at the clouds in the sky.
Nah, and you know,
as they separate and let the sun shine in. You feel me? And you just feel the warmth of just everything good mm-hmm. in your life just surrounding you and making things better. You know what I mean?
And that's why I needed him to end the tape off. It ends off on like such, I don't know, like it's like good energy. You know what I mean?
That's a good way to put it.
Good energy to end the tape off. You know what I mean? And let's just get into it, man. It's called Win.
Back when I was running up and down Bronxwood, thinking of all the things I could do coming out the hood. Back and forth to Gun Hill at 233rd, writing down these lines hoping to be heard. Thinking how all I ever really needed was a chance. Now they ask you sell your soul or better come with a dance. I'ma be the man who I am. 10 toes down, I stick to what I have planned. Street official, we trying to be the next step. Nike's on my feet, thinking of ways to get my checks up. Y'all never been hungry, y'all never been broke. I swear I put my heart and soul in the truth in what I wrote. Way too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. Dreaming of that 7 series you can see me in. As I make my own lane, y'all follow the median. A stand-up niggas while y'all rappers are comedian. I just wanna win. I just wanna win. Now they don't
want to
see you win.
They don't want to see you win. So we
going to
win.
So we going to win.
So we going to win.
Nah, that it was like just perfect inspiration, man. And
definitely good energy to end the tape.
Yeah, exactly. You know That's what I mean? I was gunning for, man. And just it's still showing y'all that I have a love for this music and the passion is still there. And, you know, with Jay as well, you know what I mean? Like, we're still very passionate about this music thing.
And I think that's one of the reasons, like, people always come and tell me and they're like, yo, Jay, you fell off. You stopped. You know, I don't want you to stop. You was always so passionate. And I feel like yes, I have to agree that I did fall off a little bit. Mm. But my talent hasn't fallen off. Mm-mm. I just think the passion that I have for the music has actually caused me to fall off and take a step back, because it's like the music that's coming out right now, I feel like I wouldn't have a place there. And I've tried to make music that does, like I've done my Do What You Gotta Do, my Instagram and tweetings, my non-tom bouts, my no fucks givens.
You see, it's like, you can do it.
And I can do it, but it's like, that is not what excites me. I don't get excited. I'll tell you the truth. I was not excited writing Do What You Gotta Do. I wasn't excited. I was excited writing non-tom bout because it was a long, it was an idea that I had for a long time. But certain songs, it's like, I'm not really excited to write them. And you might even listen and you'll hear me like dipping into the dipping and getting a little bit deeper and getting lyrical. But then it's like, ah, man, they're not really going to feel that. And it's like that kind of turns me off as an artist, because I'm just like,
you got to find that balance, though. Yeah. Man. Like, it's hard. Like, trust me, I get it. Like, I love, just to go back, I love Deserve It.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt so cheap to write the song.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was like, yo, I'm just rapping about what everybody else is rapping about. I even threw the auto tune on there, like just had that whole vibe. But it's not like, I enjoy making music like that and I enjoy listening to music like that, but it's not my preference.
Right.
I'd prefer to do a song like When and like Been Doing This and shit like that, where like I could just rap and niggas can appreciate it. But I know not everybody wants to just sit there and hear you rap.
The next.
And that's why it's hard, man. You got to try to find that balance. Drake is a big artist right now. Sometimes niggas don't even want to hear you rapping and being hard and talking about guns and drugs. Sometimes they just want to hear you like sing and like speak about relationships and just speak about life. Sometimes that's what people want to hear. You know what I mean? So like, you just got to try to find that balance, you know what I mean? And it's difficult. You know what I mean? It definitely is difficult and it's hard, but somebody out there appreciates the music. We're going to make it. You know what I mean? We're going to keep working. We're not stopping. I'm still producing. Y'all looking for beats, hit me up. I'm still Jay's recording. Y'all thinking that Jay's quiet? No.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I definitely got some shit.
I've sent Jay some beats. And do we really want to jump into like the future? Because I've sent Jay some shit for a future project. But that'll come down the line.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another
and it's
time.
Fire.
We'll definitely talk about that another time.
Fire.
All right.
I was trying to do the Joe Budden shit, but it did not come out like Joe Budden at all.
No, it didn't. So listen, I apologize. I'm going to just go ahead and end the episode because we're done here.
Y'all, appreciate y'all for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed, hearing the music. If you guys do want to find it, The Ruler's Back is on soundcloud.com/SayaSO. You can look, if you use that PIF, it's under Saya. All the mixtapes are up there. All my mixtapes are actually on SoundCloud as well. You guys could download it, share it, let your peoples hear it. You know what I mean? And let's just get this movement going, y'all. So we're out of here. This is a TOS podcast. I appreciate it.
I'm J Omega. That's at J Omega SO on every social media network.
We out.
You're not going to plug your...
I didn't. I plugged my SoundCloud. Okay, I wild out. My apologies, y'all. You can find me on all social media at Saya SO. Snapchat Saya _SO. My bad, y'all. We out.
Oh.